Well, folks, I don't know whether you're around April 1st, but we had a blast, specifically with this lady, Carrie Pomeroli. It took me a month to pronounce her name, but I've got it down. And she is our special investigational reporter from down there in Sodom and Gomorrah. We want to welcome her to the show today. Carrie, what's up?
Drew, I have a story for you.
Do you?
Guess who I met in the airport yesterday?
Tom Cruise.
Close.
Oh, okay.
Cuter.
Who?
He's cuter than Tom Cruise. Kirk Cameron, my boyfriend. Growing pains.
Did you really?
I stalked him in the food court. It was so awesome. Because I was like, my mother's like, you should go say hello. And I'm like, Mommy, I've had his poster on my wall for like 30 years, you know. And he was getting some Szechuan shrimp, and I thought I would take the opportunity to introduce myself.
Yeah.
And so he's Christian, for your listeners that don't know. He dropped out of Growing Pains and went into full-time ministry. He's got five kids.
Yeah,
he married Chelsea.
We've had him on the show.
Okay, so and you know he looks exactly the same. Like, I don't know who his plastic surgeon is, but like really good, like really good work. So I totally walked out. I was like, Mike Seaver, I love you. And that was awkward. But the coolest part was, in all seriousness, that he knew who I was.
Really?
And I'm like, have you been listening to the Drew Marshall show? But he was really sweet. He was really nice. And then he was like, I know you. I read an article about you. And then I was like, I love you. You're on my wall, which I thought was kind of weird to respond that way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, I guess we're even. And then he ate his shrimp. But it was really fun because, you know, when you meet people here out in L.A., like, I have to be honest, like, you know, it's fun. You meet, I've met, like, John Travolta and stuff. But when he's like a childhood thing.
Yeah.
Me, I had such a crush on him.
Oh, I know,
he
I know.
Exactly the same. And it was... If you've ever had that experience, you're just kind of giddy. And I called my husband. I was like, I might leave you. And Ron's like, I would leave me too. Like, he's really good looking.
I was showing my website to someone the other day because I wanted to brag. And you know, I got all these really cool guests on there. James Brown, B.B. King, whatever. And this girl goes, Kirk Cameron! You know?
I know, right? Totally. He's Mike Seaver forever.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That was fun. That was my little... you know, my little brush with fame for the week.
Well,
but,
thank you.
I haven't talked to you since I met all the Christian superstar music people when we were at Gospel Music Awards in Nashville.
Okay, tell me about the Gospel Music Awards. How'd that go down?
It was a lot of bling bling for Jesus. Like, if we had gotten raptured, Jesus would have stopped there first because I think a lot of those women wanted to make sure they were seen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, Jesus, pick me. Because the higher the hair, the closer to God, Drew. I think that's the theme. But it was fun. And I, you know, I did the leather pants and I did the cleavage for Jesus. And I think it worked out really well.
Oh, no.
I did. I wore these leather pants. And then in the middle of my stage time, they had me introducing and officiating and giving awards.
Wow.
And I dropped the award card, Drew. And then I had to bend over in the leather pants.
Oh, say no to crack.
7,
come on. Come on.
Did not turn around. But 7,000 people at the Grand Ole Opry, Amy Grant and Vince Gill in the front row, and I started singing from my unguarded medley from 1987.
Lovely.
And that was fun.
Listen, we just had Amy on the show today, by golly.
Isn't she cool? She's so cool. And I really stopped because it's that same thing of Kirk Cameron. You're in the middle of doing something, and then, bam, Unguarded is right there. You know?
Yeah.
It's like your childhood comes back, and then I started singing, and then the producer's like, stop, for the love of the Lord, don't do it. But then, Drew, I was backstage, and I don't know anything about music if I haven't told you. And so I met this guy, and we were sharing some cheeseburgers at the buffet. And he goes, you were really great. And I go, thank you. And I quote, Drew, I go, are you like a singer? Because his name is Mark. And he goes, yeah, I'm a singer. I go, oh, like, what do you sing? And he goes, oh, I have a band. I said, what? He goes, it's called Casting Crowns. And immediately I knew I should be kissing up to him right now. And I was like, Mark, I think this is an awkward, I think you're famous, and I don't even know. And he's like, laughing. He was like, I know I don't look like a singer. I'm like, you're really good looking. I find you very attractive. You know, what
that's
do you
funny.
Say?
That's funny. What did I, how did I get labeled the GMAs? Wannabes, look at me's, and Christianese, right? So I got in I got in my convertible.
You cut out.
Yeah,
you?
And I cut out, and I went and visited the Judds, right? And
cool.
Drove by their house and waved at them, and, you know, it was
you know
nice.
What? I might be doing Naomi Judd's TV show in June.
Oh, really?
TV show, and I want to do that because I want to sing Grandpa Tell Me About the Good Old Days with Naomi.
No,
I think I could replace Winona. I really could, Drew.
Oh, man. All right, so what else is going on down there in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, we all know that Tom and Katie had their baby, and it's the incarnation of L. Ron Hubbard, so we're really excited about L. Ron Hubbard coming back to life. And because, you know, that's the thing. That's the true rumor is that Tom... This is not, I'm not making this up. The rumor is that Tom thinks his baby is the incarnation of L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, I thought you were totally shticking me there.
No, I'm not. My friends worked with him. He's that weird.
Oh, no
way. He is that weird. I'm not joking. And so, because the guys that were working in a movie with him, that was the thing. They were like, he's a nice guy, but he is like a little short of a full deck, and that he was saying that he wanted to have this love child with Dawson's Creek because of L. Ron Hubbard. He's so high up in the religion that he thinks he can bring him back through himself.
I think he needs to hook up to that machine one more time, maybe, eh?
What do you think?
Maybe like, turn it on high or something.
Yoga, Tom. Some yoga. But then, did you know that Tom Cruise and Brooke Shields had their baby on the same day at the same hospital in Santa Monica, St. John's?
Well, that's a lot of eyebrows, man. Holy cow.
But, like, you know how they hate each other, so are their babies going to be, like, should they secretly get married like Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, yeah, star-crossed lovers. That'd be perfect. do you ever run into Britney Spears at all? Do you ever see her?
Oh, you mean, what are they calling her now? My friend was at her baby shower. She's pregnant, and they were calling her, like, Spetterline baby. You know, she's pregnant again.
She's pregnant again, but she got busted for not being a good mom, didn't she?
For not. Well, she was holding the baby with no... But, I mean, Britney's kind of turned into a trucker. Like, don't you think, kind of lately, in the past
trucker.
Year?
A trucker.
Like, she never wears shoes, and she's always in the rest stops, like, with no shoes on in the bathroom. And I think it's, like, her form of rebellion, like, leave me alone,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but,
I think that's...
she's having Kevin's love child again.
Yeah.
And so that's, you guys knew about that. That's not a scoop, right?
No, that's not a scoop. Yeah, we're fully aware. You know, we're north, but, you know, things aren't frozen here,
well,
okay?
I've been in Arizona and everything, so I don't know what hit the fan. I have my sources. But
yeah. Have you had any auditions or anything lately, Carrie?
Yeah, well, I have some good news about the Korean guy that I live with.
He you mean your husband?
Yeah, him too. Yeah, yeah, both of them are doing really well. Yeah. And, Ron, my husband, booked a TV show, a pilot, a comedy pilot for CBS.
Nice.
And that is a big deal. And the good news for your listeners is to pray about this because the producers are Christian. Hmm. And so it's not going to be dirty, or, I mean, unless Ron screws it up. But yeah. For the most part. And it's a really good, it's a good family comedy show. And they're going to shoot the pilot in June. And if all goes well, it's going to get picked up by CBS. And these producers are like... just great, and they loved Ron, and now we can pay our mortgage. So,
fantastic.
We're working, and then Ron, here's the other one. Ron signed with this big agency in Hollywood that turned me down like 3 years ago.
Oh.
And so now I've turned into Lucy Ricardo because every time he goes in there, I'm like, did you say my name? Did you? I want to be in the Ricky. And he's like, Carrie, just give me a minute. You know?
Maybe they're in a minority hiring there, you know.
Well, no, the agent's Korean, no joke.
Oh, okay.
The agent is Bobby Lee's agent for Mad TV, and they're all Asian bonding. I'm like, I can be Asian.
Yes.
I can so be Asian, Drew.
It's just an easy thing to do, isn't it?
It's just easy. And then Ron and I are filming a documentary this week called Hollywood on Fire, and it's about Christians in Hollywood, and there's four people in it because that's all they could find.
Yeah.
And then my other news is that I'm shooting the cover of Today's Christian Woman magazine.
Okay. All right.
And they want to do shooting for 5 hours, and I'm like, they don't realize what a supermodel I am, that I can shoot this thing in 30 minutes.
Hey, and you've even got the supermodel practice with those menthol patches,
you.
Right?
Oh,
you know?
I can't believe I said that on your radio show. I got so much trouble. I got so much trouble. Like, my mother was like, Carrie, why did you have to do that? You know? I'm like, Drew made me do it, Mom. Drew made up the whole story.
Yeah, it's my fault. It's all my fault.
So, but we're doing a cover shoot, and that's fun because now I get to be Tyra Banks. So it's kind of a big week. And the documentary will be in Canada. It's going to be distributed all over the U.S., and it's called Hollywood on Fire, and it's about Christians in Hollywood and how the heck we stay here.
Wow, very
it's
nice.
It's for the food. It's really for the food.
It is.
And
it's
the real estate.
It is. And the trends that you folks... Now, listen, is there such a thing as Christian trends? Like, are we all done with the...
Yeah, you were at the GMA. Did you see all those sequins?
Goodness. I don't even want to talk about the GMAs anymore. No, but the, you know, what about the, is the Woo-Woo-Jidda stuff all done? Is that the Woo-Woo-Jidda? WWJD?
Oh, I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? What would Jesus do?
Yeah, is that all done?
It's only in my act, but I don't really, I don't wear the bracelet anymore. I don't have like the promise, what would Jesus do t-shirt anymore. Cause even Jesus was like, I don't care, Carrie, seriously. Cause the people that were wearing that t-shirt, even Jesus was like, I don't know him. I'm serious.
Yeah, who are
He's
you?
Not on my team.
Depart from me. Something.
Don't you agree? Did we not talk about this? Every time there's like a national disaster, there's always that one guy out there with the "What Would Jesus Do" T-shirt protesting, no matter what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're always. And I don't really think Jesus is in heaven. You know, I don't even know Tom. Really. Like, I don't even pretend that Tom is on my team. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you're dead set. Dead set.
But I have a new. I wear the T-shirt that says, you know, your boyfriend says hello. I mean, that's my kind of T-shirt.
You've got so many issues. It is not even funny.
Not issues, Drew. They're prayer requests.
Yeah, exactly. Carrie Pomeroli. CarriePalm.com is the place you want to go,
Drew.
Folks. That is, this is one classy act, let me tell you.
Send our love to the Canucks.
Yeah, I sure will. I'll tell everyone in Canada you say g'day, eh?
And I'll, and I want you to tell you that I respond and I care, just like the Drew Marshall show.
Yeah, don't say that. I don't care. You know that.
I care, though. I'm a listener, and it says Drew Marshall, listeners care, and
yeah.
I care.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
Carrie, okay,
good to chat with you. Take care. Oh, Carrie Pomeroli, unbelievable girl she is. CarriePom.com is the website to go to for her craziness and nonsense. Well, that's the show for today, folks. Another week gone. If you want to listen to any of our segments that we did today, including our interview with Amy Grant, you want to go to www.drewmarshall.ca. We'll have those posted usually by the following Thursday. That's when they're up there. That's when we get around to it. And if you want to wade in on any more of our discussions, you want to go to our forums on our website, www.drewmarshall.ca. Our talkback segments, what did we talk about today? Circumcision and the King James Bible. Who knew that they would go together hand in hand, so to speak? What else? Oh, next week on the show, Kathy Tricoli will be our special guest. And to keep an eye out who's coming up on our show, again, our website. Am I plugging my website or what here? www.drewmarshall.ca. Good to have you, folks. And have a little listen to Daryl Mansfield as we go out. It was good to catch up with him down in Nashville. He is one cool dude. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. The Drew Marshall Show every Saturday, 1 to 5. Bye-bye.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca.